Time now for our first feature this week. Derek James looks back at a club which closed 70 years ago, which offered a much needed break. His words are read by Sarah Houghton.
From a cinema to a chapel and from a bar to a ballroom, this was the Norwich Club, which had been a second home for thousands of freedom fighters, men and women from across the world. It was open for just 4 years and closed, despite calls for it to continue, 70 years ago in 1948. Servicemen would return from putting their lives on the line to a peaceful retreat with much to offer. Many were flying from Norfolk airfields deep into enemy territory day after day. They stepped into this extraordinary place in the heart of war-ravaged Norwich to be greeted by a smile, a handshake, and almost every comfort you could think of. There was a theatre and ballroom, tavern, cinema, chapel, lounge, and a reading and writing room, which was created in a bombed landmark. It was Bunting's, which is now Marks and Spencer, and it was the NAFI, which is Navy, Army and Air Force Institutes, which was opened by the Lord Mayor of Norwich, William Finch, in October 1944, at a ceremony in the presence of Lieutenant General Sir Kenneth Anderson and many other senior officers from the services. Described at the time as a luxury club, it had been built at a cost of £10,000 and was said to have all the services of a modern hotel apart from sleeping accommodation. At the time, we reported all the daily needs for servicemen and women in the off-duty hours were provided for in cheerfully decorated and spacious accommodation. It was quite an achievement to build this club in Bunting's on the corner of St Stephen's and Rampant Horse Street, which had been bombed during the Savage Blitz of 1942. We wrote at the opening, "Four extensive floors, served by an electric lift, provided facilities for a cafeteria which can serve up to 20,000 meals a week. The only exception to all the 20th century facilities is that of Ye Olde Tavern in the basement, where an Elizabethan setting is lit by lanterns with a bar surrounded by replicas of old world hostelry." How the Americans loved that place. Norwich was one of the first clubs of its kind in the country, and as soon as it opened, it was a huge success, packed to the rafters. Local people and many organisations, especially the WVS, or the Women's Voluntary Service, run by liaison officers Mrs. C. Hall and Mrs. E. V. Nelson, and so many others, looked after the club. Yes, it offered so many facilities, but it was also a place the servicemen and women could go for some quiet reflection at the chapel during such a terrible time in our history. A time when so many were killed. When the club opened in October 1944, it was crowded out and it went from strength to strength. Up to 4,000 men and women were said to have visited the club every day. It had a staff of 80 people, and many of them living in a hostel on Unthank Road, including Evelyn Nicholson-Jones, who shared her memories with me many years ago. Members of the WVS also ran an information bureau, which helped out with a whole range of things, from taking time to talk to the servicemen and women from across the world to sorting travel arrangements. Even wedding gowns were supplied to service girls getting married and rehearsals arranged. The war came to end a year after the club opened, but it continued to play a leading role in the city and county life until December of 1948, when closure came. "Such a club like this ought to be carried," said the Lord Mayor at the time, Walter Cutbush, at the closing ceremony. It was not to be. The days of the Naffy Club, which played a vital role during the war, were over. Bunting's was rebuilt, and then a deal described at the time involving the most money ever paid for a business property in Norwich took place, and Marks and Spencer took over. Now that's another story.